Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balances and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Public Bank, we're the one for you.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Myrtle told Denzel that she owed Maurice an apology for accusing him of having something to do with Catalina's disappearance. Skeeter told Maria that she was worried that one day she will have to tell Mary that Ralph is her father as a result of rape. Myrtle called Maurice about Catalina and he called a friend to help him trace her number and location. We now join Monica and Lawrence, who are talking with Divine.
So, Divine, what's next for you and Ryan? Y'all talk?
He's not talking to me, Auntie Monica.
I don't see why you can't keep going to counseling to work this thing out.
Lawrence, in a situation like this is not that easy.
I want to do everything I can to save my marriage, Daddy.
Well, you over here and Ryan over there, and y'all not talking in helping.
I call him several times a day. He doesn't pick up.
Divine, look, I don't know how you could have messed this up like this again. Ryan is a good young man.
I know, Auntie Monica.
And all for a man who is a suspect in his wife's disappearance.
I am quite sure that Maurice didn't do anything to Catalina.
Look, don't mention the man's name in my presence. And if you think he's any good, Divine, you gotta be smoking cheap weed. That is the same man who used to beat his wife mercilessly.
But Daddy, you attend the men's group with him. You don't think he's changed?
I say, Larry, don't talk about the man.
Look, Divine, as much as me and Lawrence love having you and the children over here, you got to go back home. This can't be the indefinite arrangement.
Ryan doesn't want me there.
It's a big house. You don't have to be in his way.
But we still can see each other. I mean, I want that, but he doesn't, so I'm staying out his way.
So what is your plan?
Wait till Ryan wants to talk to me, I guess.
And if he decides he never wants to talk to you again, what then?
Then I guess I have to move on with my life.
I hope you don't move on with a snake, Maurice.
Auntie Monica, I don't want Maurice. I don't know how many times I need to say that.
Hello. What you torn with me?
If you want me and the children to leave, I could just go and rent a place.
Rent a place? No, no, no. It ain't gotta come to that. You and me grandchildren can stay here for as long as y'all want.
And what about me and you, Lawrence?
What about we?
We is a married couple and we need we privacy. Since Divine the here, you don't even want to do anything because you're frightened we gonna make too much noise.
Monica.
Always big people and I need little rocker talks a few times a week for keep myself sane and calm.
And I don't need to be hearing this TMI.
Let me and you talk about the later in private.
Me ain't have to talk about nothing in private. All of these big people sit down at the same table, hey. This house ain't big like Divine and Ryan house that me and you could sneak away in a room.
Monica, calm down, man.
You know why I ain't calm?
Auntie Monica, I'm sorry for, I guess, cutting up your run-ins.
So, when you leaving?
Wow, I haven't seen you like this in a long time, Auntie Monica.
You know why? When you leaving?
Lawrence! Lawrence!
Ignatius?
One is what he want now.
Skeeto, one day Mary gonna have to know the truth. Yeah, her father is a child molester and rapist, but children deserve to know the truth. Alright, like you said, it's a while before we have to cross that bridge.
Danny!
Skeeto gonna got to call you back. My wife just come home. Yes, I love seeing my wife, of course. Alright, sis. Talk to you later. Bye.
That was Skeeto?
Yes.
Okay.
Leo, come and give your husband a kiss.
Sometimes I still can't believe me and you are married now, Danny.
6 months of bliss and loving it.
Yes.
How are things at the clinic today?
Oh gosh, long and busy.
How so?
We've been seeing a few women with reproductive issues.
Really?
Yes. And the sad thing is that most of them don't always come to the health center for healthcare and treatment.
Oh.
We got to do something to encourage more women to utilize these free services. I know sometimes distance is a problem, and with some it's money. It's so much we need to do, my love.
Leah, don't stress. You look like you need a good massage.
Yes.
Come, let me put my magic hands on you. Gosh, you're tense.
Guess I need to stop bringing my job home.
You care about what happens with the people who come to the clinic. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And you have a husband to calm and relax you when you come home. You want something to eat? I cook some pumpkin.
Not right now. I just want to enjoy this massage.
Okay.
What you and Skeeto were talking about?
Maria. She worried about what she will tell Mary when she grows up and starts asking about her father.
Oh, that is a tough one.
My blood does boil every time I think about what Rav did to my niece. It's too much sexual violence being covered up in our communities.
It's sad.
Why big men can't leave children alone, eh? And not to mention the ones who do it to their own relatives.
We must find a way to empower young girls and boys to speak up when they are violated.
Some of these perverts threaten to kill these children and all kind of things. That was one of Rao's threats.
I know.
And then some communities make it seem like this is a norm. Oh man, molesting and raping children? I will never understand.
There is so much work to be done. So many consequences result from child sexual abuse. Unplanned pregnancies, reproductive issues, sexually transmitted infections.
Domestic violence.
Exactly. And the thing is, because some people don't access care in these communities, sometimes girls and women suffer in silence.
Leo, I've seen you work. You are a remarkable woman and a dedicated nurse. You inspire change. Look how many people you encourage to eat more fruits and vegetables.
You helped too.
Yeah, but it was you. You have a gift of helping people and maybe you need to speak up about this too.
I will see what I can do.
And I can help however I can.
That right there feels so good.
You know your husband has magic hands. Maybe I should give you a full body massage later.
I would like that.
That's my wife. I set the alarm to remind me to call Uncle Alexander and Auntie Paulette.
Which reminds me too, I haven't been able to get on to Rachel.
Your sister?
Yes. Every time I call, the phone goes straight to voicemail. And Rachel is a person who answers as soon as her phone rings.
You call her husband, Sydney?
He don't ever answer me. I don't think he likes me.
Sydney is kind of a strange character. He too quiet for me.
Rachel could have done better. I don't know why she married him.
Why you married me? Not for love?
This is not about me and you. But seriously, I'm worried about Rachel.
Well, why you don't visit her?
You're right.
This weekend we should check them out.
Danny, darling, I think I'm ready for some of that pumpkin. Then I'm going to take a bath followed by that full body massage.
Your wish is my command, Leah, darling.
Divine, you are never good enough, my son. You're a little...
Ignatius! You can't abuse my daughter on my premises.
My son could have died because of her, Lawrence. What nonsense you're telling me?
Divine didn't put Ryan in the car that
night. It was her fault.
Hello, Ignatius. Your grandchildren inside, you know. You bringing out the whole neighborhood.
Yes, let people hear. I want all of Morondi to know what kind of woman Divine is. This is not the first time she had done this to my son!
Ignatius, I'm gonna have to ask you to leave my premises.
What premises? I own this village, and I can do whatever I want.
Hello? You ain't own hay? Me and Lawrence money pay for this, your daughter show class. I said to get...
Lawrence, tell your wife not to touch me.
Monica, keep your hands to yourself. Ignatius, leave.
Divine, mark my words. Ryan gonna divorce you. I gonna see to it.
Ignatius, you realize that Emmanuel got sense of talking and could understand what you're saying? Gosh, man, don't traumatize the children more than they already traumatized.
Farmer, let me take them with me. Ryan got a nanny and everything for them. They will be well taken care of with their grandfather's riches.
My children are not going anywhere. I'm their mother and wherever I am, they'll be with me.
Oh, so you want to take it to court? I will see to it that Ryan gets full custody. I have the money to pay for anything in this country.
Oh, wow. Corruption can't done. Imagine you threatening to keep a mother from your children by paying the court. Ignatius, you's a madman.
That will never happen. Divine is a good mother.
Mark my words, Lawrence. There is going to be a divorce and Ryan will be granted full custody.
I said, get off my property.
That is the kind of daughter you raise. You should be embarrassed.
Talking and all your spit flying in my face.
Disgusting. I don't know how Shelly able with he.
I don't have leptospirosis, COVID or none of them things.
Ignatius, we set to get.
Out the place. Get! Divine, calm down. It's not the end of the world.
Auntie Monica, you heard that man threaten to take away my children. He even threatened to pay somebody off.
That is not going to happen. Ignatius feel he money make him better than everybody, but he's a fool.
Yeah, don't take he on.
Everything in my life is falling apart because I made impulsive decisions. I could lose my husband and my children.
Listen. We all are humans and we make mistakes. Give yourself grace, Divine.
And it's not like you had sexual relationship with this man?
Matters not, Daddy. I betrayed my husband. I'm so ashamed.
You are worthy. You are beautiful. And you made a mistake. It's not the end of the world.
You and Ryan gonna make it. You got to put all this crying into fighting for your marriage.
Yes. That is the most important thing. Divine, fight to save your marriage.
You have been listening to today's episode of Morondoy.
Today's episode came to you with support from the European Union, promoting sustainable livelihoods for vulnerable groups in Guyana.